As we're standing in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra on one hand, and last year before Purim on the other hand, I want to just share with the Olam maybe an idea, understanding that relates to both, to the Parsha and to the Megillah. We'll start with the following. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that a woman are chayav to read Megillah. Nashim mechuyavos b'kriyas Megillah. So the Gemara says, why? Says the Gemara, Shaf heim hoyu boisanes. They also were part of the miracle of Purim. Why do you need to get to the answer? Say, woman is part of Am Yisrael. So the answer is simple, as already the Bishayis says, because Mika din, this is really mitzvah sasei, shazman grama. It's a mitzvah, depends on time. Any mitzvah depends on time, a woman is potter. So woman should have been potter from Megillah, because mitzvah sasei, shazman grama. So what's the reason they're not potter? Because af him all you boys sanis. They were also in the miracle. So Biskirov brings a chakira, which is really a discussion of the Bishayisim, but the way he puts it together is the following. He says, what is the idea, what is the definition of af heim hoyu boisanis? What does that mean? Does that mean that af heim hoyu boisanis, so therefore, because they were part of the miracle of Purim, that's what the words mean. Af heim hoyu boisanis, they were also part of the miracle. So therefore what? So therefore, even though it's a mitzvah shazman grama, still, they have a special reason to be chayav in the mitzvah. The mitzvah says the shazman grama. Really, they should be potter. But because they were part of the miracle, so Rabbanan added them, even though they're not, they don't belong. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is the mitzvah says that af hem hayu boisanes is a new source of obligation. There's a source of obligation of a mitzvah the shazman grama. Women don't belong there. There's another source called af hem hayu boisanes. There they belong. The Biskrov himself said, before we explain what he means, oh, very good, that's what I'm trying to come. Biskrov explains, might have kamina between the two things, before we go to the explanation of the words. He says, the kamina is, do avadim, slaves, Evet Knaini, does he have to read the Megillah? Because Evet Knaini, you learn everything Evet Knaini from a woman. So if you're saying, really a woman is potter, because the mitzvah says she's not grown, she's because they were part of the miracle, so we added them in. Evet Knaini, you don't have that excuse. But if you're saying there's a new source of obligation called Af Hem Hayu Boisanes, that makes a woman chayov. It's a new source, not a mitzvah says shazman grama. So then Evet Knaini should be part of it as well, because whatever a woman is chayov, even though they don't have the reason of the woman, it's a new obligation. That new obligation, Evet Knaini should be part of. Now, that's what he says. Now, if Kamina between him is really mitzvah shazman grama, and they're added to the chiyuv, or it's a new source of obligation, will be an Evet Knaini. But the shadow is what the Biskrov means. What does it mean it's a new source of obligation, which is not mitzvah shazman grama? What do you really asked? We sure asked. If it's a new source of obligation, it's also mitzvah shazman grama. Regardless, what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is because of Purim, or the chiyuv is because of the miracle? The Ma'aseh said it's a mitzvah that depends on time. So it depends on time. Why should a woman be chayav? What's the idea? So maybe you can explain this, Biskrov. When suddenly it comes out from this week's parasha. Parashas Vayikra, the Torah brings the mitzvah of smicha. You have to go and a person needs to lean on an animal when he brings it as a carbon. The Gemara darshins, the women don't have to lean. They don't have to do smicha. Because it says, Bnei Yisrael, V'lo Bnei Yisrael. What's the Gemara darshins? So Tosis and Kiddushin asks, why you need a pasuk? To say that woman a potter for smicha, of course woman a potter for smicha, because smicha you can do only in the day, because you can bring a korban only in the day. So smicha can be done only in the day; it cannot be done in the night. So if it's a mitzvah which depends on time. If it's a mitzvah which depends on time, so the chura, why should a woman be obligated? It's mitzvah shazman grama. The same way a mitzvah is not obligated to put on tefillin, because tefillin is only in the day, not the night, as we paskin. So therefore, a woman is not obligated to do smicha. So why do you have to have a special pasuk to tell you that a woman is potter for smicha? That's what Tosis is asking Kiddush. Then we shouldn't discuss it in length. Comes the two Rehavim in Chagiga and says, I'll tell you the reason. The reason is because you're right. Smicha is only the day, not the night. But smicha is something that when the day passes, you can't do smicha anymore in the night. But the next day, you could do smicha again. What is smicha? Smicha is you lean the carpet. You can lean the carpet today. Today is a Wednesday. Now, if you didn't lean today, Wednesday, comes the night, you can lean tomorrow, Thursday. And if you didn't lean Thursday, you can lean on Friday. So the chiyuv is always chayzer v'niyar. Every day there's a gun in the chiyuv. That could say to be mitzvah zeh shazman gromo. We'll see soon why. Masha'enken, a regular mitzvah zeh shazman gromo, it means when you have to do lulav on the first day of Sukkot, if past the first day you miss the mitzvah, the next day is another mitzvah. When you put tefillin, every day you have to do a chiyuv of tefillin. If you don't put tefillin today, the fact you put tefillin tomorrow doesn't help for today. So the mitzvah depends on time. Masha'enken, when a mitzvah is associated with time, but it's not defined by time. The time can end and it can come back. Time can end and it can come back. Then it's not mitzvah zezman gom. What does he mean? What pshat? So the Turevin says a few words in the middle that seem to explain his oimik, the depth of what he means. Mitzvah zezman gom means that the mitzvah stems from time. The time, hayoyim, brings you the mitzvah. Today, this day, creates a mitzvah. Wednesday creates a mitzvah tefillin. This mitzvah is unique to the day of Wednesday. After Wednesday ends, you don't have anymore the mitzvah of Wednesday to put on tefillin. You have a mitzvah of Thursday to put on tefillin. But smicha doesn't stay for a specific time, because you can do smicha any day. You can't do it in the night. So it's the time doesn't define it. It's a mitzvah that is associated with the time, but it's not mentioned, it's not considered to be a timely mitzvah. That's how the two Rebbe says. It seems like two Rebbe is referring to something very similar. Just one second, something similar. You have a similar idea regarding Kiddush Levana. It's brought down, then we're going to run and discuss it in the Chachos Shleime, that says, is Kiddush Levana mitzvah saseh shazman grama? So it says, Shlomi Kluger says, no, it's not mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why? You can do Kiddush Levana only the first half of the month. You can't do Kiddush Levana the second half. But why can't you do Kiddush Levana the second half of the month? Not because the Kiddush Levana is at a specific time, which means Kiddush Levana is the first 14 to 15 days of the month. Kiddush Levana is when the moon is new. The second half of the month, the moon is not new. So it's not a din of time, it's a din of metzias. Happens to be that metzias is at a certain time. Now this is different. This really does depend on time. It's a timely mitzvah. The mitzvah is only the day, not the night. But you can take a similar idea over here. It's not that the time brings the mitzvah, similar to the levana. It's not that the time defines the mitzvah. It's the levana that defines the mitzvah. When you have a mitzvah smicha, says the Turevin, that can continue day after day after day after day, it means there's certain limits in time. You're not obligated to do the mitzvah in the night. But it's not a mitzvah which is, the source of it is coming from that time. You can have this time, you can have this time, this time. So it's not a time mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which you could do in certain times. But now the time brings that mitzvah.
Two things.
Yeah.
One is be progressive, and Esther actually sets
the
time.
Oh, we'll get to that. Let's if it's time to get to the mom. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. That's we'll get to that. I want to get to that. Yeah. Next, what's the second thing?
It's different times in different cities and. Okay, so that's a
different nugget.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. So let's see if we could, especially your first point. Let's see if especially your first point we can connect it. So let's see according to that. Maybe according to this, you can use this idea to explain Megillah Esther. So it sounds like this: the Megillah Esther, every moyed comes from a time. What does it mean? When we go to the 15th day of Nisan, that's the time to celebrate the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the time. When you get to Tesva of Tishrei, it's the time to celebrate the Anan HaKavod. When I come to Vav Sivan, it's the time to celebrate Matan Torah. The time brings the mitzvah. According to what the two Rebbe defines, the pshat is, it's not a pshat that I'm just celebrating and it happens to me at this time. This time is mesugal. Take, you want to take a lashon, which is a little more gato. This is the time which is appropriate to celebrate the nes. The same thing happens at Purim. On Purim, the time to celebrate Purim depends on the place, is that specific date. That's what you celebrate. This date brings about the mitzvah. And therefore, it should be a mitzvah zeh shazman groma. Because the Bris Groven says, maybe it's mitzvah shazman groma, and women are still obligated, even though it's mitzvah zeh shazman groma. Or says the Bris Grov, maybe the women have a new mitzvah. Not the mitzvah of the men. The men have a mitzvah of a time. Meaning, the time brings about the appropriate obligation to celebrate the nes. This time is the right place to celebrate this miracle. But a woman maybe have a different obligation. Why are the women chayav? Shaf heim hoyu boiso anes. They're obligated because of time. They're obligated because of the nes. The nes brings about the mitzvah. They're supposed to do it because of the nes. Now, when do you celebrate the nes? Well, it's defined by time. Same as smicha. When do you do smicha? You do smicha in the day. Doesn't mean that it's a time to mitzvah. It's just a mitzvah which you have a certain parameters. When can you do it? The women are obligated, not out of time. Every moyed comes from time. And therefore, men, it's called the mitzvah. But the mitzvah that a woman have in Megillah, it's different than a mitzvah. So it's not a time mitzvah. It's a nes mitzvah. Just when do you celebrate that mitzvah? You can do it on a certain day. That connects to what Dr. Glipto mentioned over here. That it's not maybe dafka the same day, even though by men is different. But maybe there's a concept that Yerushalmi says that maybe you can read the Megillah from the beginning of the month. You add values over here. The woman has a nes. The nes is at a certain time. The men have a time. The time, one second, what time is, we'll take it soon. The time is at a certain nes. Now, according to that,
what is your application?
So the Bris Karov says, according to that, you could say, so the Bris Karov brings two options. Is the obligation of the woman is obligation, which is the same obligation of the men. Chis, even though the men's obligation with the Zeh Shazman Groma, but they're still connected to it because we want to add them to that. Or the mitzvah of the woman is a totally different mitzvah. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah Zeh Shazman Groma, as we said. It's a mitzvah that comes from the nes, and the nes depends on time. But it's not a mitzvah that's the source of the mitzvah is not the time, right? The definition would be for a man, you celebrate this miracle because this time is the appropriate time to celebrate it. For the woman, is you celebrate this time because you want to celebrate the miracle. The question is where it comes from. The woman comes from the nes, so with the smicha, you merely defines by time. The man comes from time, that will go to the man comes from time, therefore you celebrate this nes. Now, you merely what? Says the prescribed nefkminu will be, what happens with evikraini? He says that there'll be nefkminu. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah shazman gromo, and just women, even though they're not shy to it, they stuck them in here, evikraini is pato. But if it's a new chiyuv that doesn't come from time, it's a chiyuv of a nes. So whatever the woman chayav, whatever can is also chayav. And this lechor connects what's the community lemaisa. This girl, the community lemaisa is a machlekes rishonim. Anybody who's following, we give a shiur on Sunday to explain in length the machlekes rishonim. But the machlekes rishonim is, can a woman be moitzi a man in kriyas megillah? The Rambam, the Rashi and Rambam hold that a woman can moitzi a man. Many other rishonim, the Rav Yoh, the Mordechai brings him. Hold that a woman cannot be moitzi anoshim. A woman cannot be moitzi anoshim. What's the reason a woman cannot be moitzi anoshim? According to Ravi Yoz, Ravi Yoz is meferish, and that's the Vilna Gaon brings the Shulchan Aruch. So the reason why a woman cannot be moitzi anoshim is not because of tznius or because of kovoid. It's because the chiyuv of a woman is a different chiyuv than a man. It's two different chiyuvim. The chiyuv of a man is one chiyuv megillah, and the chiyuv of a woman is a different chiyuv megillah. The way the Rishayim define, which we're not going to get into today, is that a man is chayav to read the megillah. And a woman is chayav to listen to the Megillah. So much so, that according to Avi Yon, that's the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is Halacha, if a woman is reading Megillah for herself, she has a different bracha. A man has a bracha al Mikra Megillah. And a woman should do a bracha al Mishwa Megillah. Or Lishmar Megillah, depends on the little shaynis. It's a whole different chiyuv. So according to this Berurah, we have another understanding in these Rishayim. The Rishayim that say that a woman is different than a man is because a woman was not just added to the mitzvah of a man. It's not a mitzvah of a man. which a woman was added to. But what a woman got was a new chiyuv, which is not mitzvah shel gomer. It's a chiyuv that comes to the nes. If it's a new chiyuv, they can't be moitzi men. There are two different chiyuvim. A man has one chiyuv, and a woman has a different chiyuv. So therefore, a woman cannot be a moitzi man according to that. Just according to that, you have to think, if it's two different chiyuv, the way the Bishkorov says, why can a man moitzi a woman? Because Shmir comes over here, but that's like a whole, that's another discussion. So based on this week's parsha's understanding of Turi Evan explains smicha, that says that smicha is not a mitzvah shazman gomer, you can understand why, what's the chiyuv of a woman in Megillah, which is not really a mitzvah shazman gomer.